Hello friends, in this episode I will provide information on one of the most important commercial spice crop, chili. So get ready, welcome to Planting Nature friends. If you want to check out the video version of this podcast, please visit my YouTube channel Planting Nature. This plant is also called as pepper, hot pepper, paprika, capsicum. Chili belongs to a family, Solanaceae, which is the same nightshade family to which tomato and potato belongs. The scientific name is Capsicum annuum. In Hindi, it is called as mirchi. Chili is considered to be native to tropical America. Chili plant can grow up to 1.5 meters. The stems are semi-woody, highly branched, green to brown greenish colored. The leaves are alternately arranged on stem. They are simple, sharp pointed. The upper surface is dark green, but beneath it is pale green. The flowers are small, usually white to light greenish in color. They can be seen either single or in clusters of 2 or 3, borne to the axils of leaves. Each flower has around 5 to 6 petals and are bisexual, that is, having both male and female characteristics. The fruits are berry type and highly variable in terms of size, shape, color, degree of pungency. While the common characteristics are, this fruit is non-pulpy and hollow with many seeds inside it. Usually the ripe fruit turns red in color. In some varieties, this fruit can grow up to 30 cm long. The red color of this fruit is due to a chemical called capsanthin, and the pungency is due to a chemical called capsaicin. The seeds are flattened, small, usually pale yellow color. These seeds also contain capsaicin, hence they are also pungent. Now let's look at the uses of this plant. Chili is one of the highly consumed spice crop, which has numerous culinary uses. It is most commonly consumed as cooked, fried, and processed with other foods. It can add flavor to almost all kinds of foods. Chili is also sometimes consumed fresh in salads as well. Chili is a very important ingredient of food industry and used in preparation of numerous food products. The chili fruit has medicinal properties as well. It is used in Ayurveda to relieve pain, to treat diarrhea, sore muscles, etc. Chili is also grown as an ornamental plant. Nutritionally, the edible portion of chili consists of 88% of water, 0.3% of protein, 1.3% of carbohydrate, and 0.1% of fat. Fiber is around 0.2%. Let's now look at some of the health benefits of chili. Chili fruit is loaded with antioxidants, which helps in prevention of cancer. The pigments of this fruit can decrease triglycerides and blood cholesterol, thereby promoting a healthy cardiovascular system. Chili helps in cooling the body. This is because of the presence of capsaicin, which is the reason for its pungency, but it also has the property to stimulate sweating and thereby cooling the body. Capsaicin also has the stimulating effect on mucous membrane, especially nose and sinus, which is very beneficial when combating flu, common cold, sinus infections, and it is also proven to be effective against migraine. Chili is a natural pain reliever, hence it is widely used in Ayurveda. The pungency of chili can cause salivation, aiding in digestion, and it is laxative as well. Consuming green chilies can release endorphins, which will boost the mood. Chili is loaded with vitamin C, beta carotene, hence it is very good for eyes, skin, and immune system. It also has vitamin K, which helps in decreasing the risk of osteoporosis and bleeding disorders. The iron and copper content in chili helps in increase the red blood cell formation. Chili also has antibacterial properties, which helps in treating many skin infections as well. Studies have shown that chilies can also help in balancing the blood sugar levels. Although there are numerous health benefits of chili, it has some side effects as well. Chili should not be consumed too much, as it may lead to acidity, ulcers, and other stomach issues. People already suffering with stomach issues should consume less chili spice. People with bleeding disorders also should be careful while consuming lot of chili due to the vitamin K content in it. Now let's see how to propagate this plant. Chili can be easily propagated through seeds, transplantation, and stem cuttings as well. Usually the flowering starts at 3rd month and harvest can be started from 4th month itself. This plant can be easily grown in containers as well and requires very less care. Hence, it forms an ideal and must-grown plant in every home and roof gardens. Production-wise, China is the top producer in the world, followed by Mexico. So that's all in this episode. If you like the information, please subscribe my YouTube channel, follow on Facebook page, and don't forget to grow chilies at your home. Thank you for watching. Have a nice day.